Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And it's that time of year already when the leaves start falling, the fog starts to come out, it is starting to get very, very cold. So my recipes for you this week are soups. And there's nothing that I love more than a good hot soup, especially on a really cold day. And when we got evenings that are pushing around, you know what, 50 to 42 degrees, that's cold enough for me to bring out the soup pot. Let's get started. My first recipe for you today is my Monterey Sausage Wedding Soup. What I love so much about Monterey Sausage Wedding Soup, Monterey Sausage Company is an unbelievable company right out of Fresno, California. And master sausage maker Joe Lucido makes the most incredible gourmet Sicilian sausages with a recipe that's over 100 years old. Let's get started. What we're going to need to put first in our soup pot is 3 tablespoons of garlic olive oil. I prefer Rosenthal Olive Ranch out of Madera, California, because those Arbasana olives are out of this world. Next, we're going to need 1 onion that we're going to dice small, 2 individual celery stalks. Now, these are not the big stalks. These are just 2 stalks ripped out of the big stalk. We're going to dice those small as well. We're going to do 2 carrots that we're going to dice small, 2 garlic cloves that we're going to turn into a mince, or if you have garlic paste, that works as well. 3 hot Sicilian sausages. Now remember, my yield is only for 4 people. So if you're yielding for more, just add more of the recipe. And like I said, the Sicilian sausages from the Monterey Sausage Company are amazing. We're gonna do 1 red pepper that we're gonna have diced small as well. We're gonna get that all mixed together. The next thing I'm gonna throw in is 1 cup of white beans. You can make the beans from scratch. I prefer just doing them right from the can, because most of our canned beans around here too are grown as local as possible, so that is a good thing. Next, we're going to add 2 cups of beef stock, 1/2 cup of cream, salt and pepper always to taste. We're going to let that reduce down by about half, and then I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of xanthan gum to start. And if I need to add more, I can tell by the viscosity, but once I put the xanthan gum in, I'm going to use my immersion blender and always just start from the bottom so we can get that mixture nice and mixed around. If you don't have xanthan gum, you can do a regular roux, or I would recommend a slurry, which is just cornstarch and room temperature water. And we just put enough in there, bring it to a boil, and immediately it just starts to thicken up. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and give us a like on Facebook. We're always posting good recipes on there at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.